Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's November 4, 2013, and this is episode 394. A number of months ago, I backed a Kickstarter project to help a company called Peak Design bring version 2 of their Capture camera clip system to the market. After the team spent a little more time than they'd expected to iron out some international shipping logistics, my order that came with my backing, containing two Capture Pro clips and a Pro Pad, arrived recently. So today, I want to walk you through this great system and how it will work into my overall camera support strategy. The key component to this system is the Capture camera clip, which comes in two flavors, the standard Capture and the Capture Pro. The advantage of the Pro version is that it comes with your choice of Pro plate, which has an anti-rotation rubber surface and a D-ring so that you can attach a sling style strap like the Black Rapid to it, which we'll take a look at later. It also has a screw thread in the base so you can use it as a quick release clamp if necessary too. As you can see from this photo that I'm displaying in the Enhanced Podcast at the moment, the packaging for the Capture Pro is pretty good, especially for a company that's still relatively young. If you're not listening to the Enhanced Podcast, then do go over to the blog at mbp.ac/394 and follow along with the images if you'd like to see what I'm talking about. Both Capture and Capture Pro clips come with a microfiber pouch to store the clip in and a 14mm hex key. This is a very small detail, but I love the fact that the hex key has a ring through it, so I could tie this to something or even attach it to the camera strap or the key clip in my camera bag. The Peak Design team also probably made a conscious decision to go with 14mm, because this is the same size that Really Right Stuff use for their clamps, so we don't have to carry multiple hex keys around. I also chose a Pro Pad, which is an accessory that enables you to attach the clip more comfortably to a belt or rucksack strap, especially if you are going to be carrying large cameras around. We'll take a look at this in more detail soon, but first, here's a photo of the Capture Pro attached to my Gura Gear Butterfly backpack camera bag. This is the first clip system that I've used, and I was pleasantly surprised at how easy it is to clip the camera into the Capture Pro clip itself. There's a nice reassuring click as the safety catch locks into place. And to remove the camera, you have to push the little red button, which you can see in the earlier photos. For extra safety, you can turn the plate lock screw on the top right of the clip to lock the camera firmly into the clip so it won't come out if you accidentally push the red button. Another great safety feature, though, is that if you rotate the red button 90 degrees, you can no longer push it in to remove the camera, and this gives you an extra level of reassurance. Peak Design have also created a leash, simply called leash, and a wrist strap that they called the cuff. I will consider picking up the leash at some point, as I really see how, you know, that once I really get to know how this system fits into my shooting workflow. But to start with, I'm using the camera without the leash, and so far have not had any issues. In addition to attaching the clip to the shoulder strap of a rucksack, you can also attach it to the strap of a shoulder bag or directly to your belt in a vertical position. Because the safety catch clicks in as you drop the camera into the clip, it doesn't need to be oriented horizontally, as I show it in these first images. Although I must admit, the paranoid safety freak in me feels a little bit less anxious using the clip horizontally. Here's a photo of the Pro Pad attached to my belt. Although you can loop the pad over your belt, I'm passing my belt through the loop in the Pro Pad itself for extra safety, especially when using the clip with large lenses like the 70-200 that you can see in this next photograph. The Pro Pad is well padded though and is very comfortable when carrying a large lens like this. Note though, if you have a tripod ring with an ArcaSwiss plate on it, it gets in the way so you can't actually drop the camera down into the clip without rotating the tripod ring and the plate out of the way, or removing the tripod ring altogether, which is an option if you know that you're not going to be using a tripod, I guess. For me, this system will be most useful when I'm out and about running and gunning rather than the more steadily paced landscape photography that I do. It will be most useful for street photography, but also any photography that you predominantly think you're going to be doing handheld. I can imagine me using this system when I'm out photographing the snow monkeys, for example, as I always keep two cameras with me and I always have the rucksack on the entire time. This is one of the reasons why I bought two Capture Pro clips, so that I could put one on the rucksack shoulder strap and then the other on my belt using the Pro Pad for longer lenses. Also note that at the moment I'm finding it more comfortable to use this system without the battery grip on my 5D Mark III. It can be used with the battery grip, of course, but then the camera really sticks out quite a way from your chest and it just feels a bit awkward. Although I'll probably try to get used to this at some point. My photography is very varied though, and I don't see me trying to replace my current workflow entirely with the Capture Pro clip. For example, the leash can be used as a sling style camera strap, but despite the claims that it's comfortable, although it's quite thin, they say on the website that it's comfortable even with heavy cameras, but I just can't see how that can be the case. Especially when you're talking really heavy gear like, say, a 300mm f2.8 lens. I'll continue to use my black Rapid straps, which are much wider, and when I'm doing my wildlife photography with much larger lenses, I'll continue to use my Black Rapid double strap. As I mentioned earlier though, the nice thing about the Arca plate that I chose with my Capture Pro is that it has a D-ring, as we can see in this photo, that you can clip a Black Rapid strap to. So the Capture Pro plays well with other systems. For example, because, as the name implies, the Arca plate complies with the ArcaSwiss standard, I can attach the camera to my Really Right Stuff quick release plates without having to remove the Capture Pro Arca plate, as we can see in this photo. As I say though, this is not going to fully replace my current workflow. There will be times when I want my battery grip on the 5D Mark III or I'm using the 1DX, and in these situations I'll be using my Really Right Stuff L brackets because I love the freedom of being able to switch between portrait and landscape orientations without having to flip the camera over on its side. The 5D Mark III L bracket does have a screw thread, so I could attach the Arca plate to the L bracket. But to be honest, once it starts getting that convoluted, I lose interest. I want my workflow to just work for me, not against me. So, as I said earlier, there will be times when I feel the Capture Pro is the way to go, and there will be times when I will put this into its nice little microfiber pouch and leave it in my camera bag. That, though, is another really nice part about the Capture Pro system and why I've bought into it. It's small enough to be able to drop into your bag and use it when it makes sense, and then not have to worry too much about the additional size and weight when you don't need it. After all, the Capture Pro clip itself weighs just 110 grams, and the Arca plate is 30 grams. Sure, you know, you have to be careful of weight, especially when traveling internationally, But I'm sure you'll all agree that the benefits of the system more than make up for carrying this little extra weight. I should also note too that although I'm aware of the spider holster system, and I think that the action of clipping the camera into the support is perhaps a little easier with the spider, at least until you get used to the Capture Pro clip, the reason I've gone with the Capture Pro over the spider holster is the Arca Swiss compatibility. As I mentioned earlier, I have really right stuff plates on all of my lenses and L brackets on my cameras, and all of my tripods have really right stuff quick release clamps, including my Manfrotto video fluid head, which I mated with an RS quick release clamp to maintain full compatibility within my system. Although I'll only be using the Capture Pro when it makes sense, it's still important for me to be able to use it with my current range of camera supports, so this was a deciding factor. If you don't have this consideration to bear in mind, then by all means take a look at the Spider Holster 2. My friend Pete Long swears by it, so I know that it's a class product. So all in all, I'm very happy with this new addition to my kit, and my first few ventures out have proved it very easy to use. It's one of those technologies that quickly disappears into the background, so it's definitely something that I'm happy with and happy to recommend to you as well. So a big thumbs up. So quite a short episode this week, and I'll be explaining probably next week one of the reasons why that's the case. But thanks very much for listening today. Remember that you can find me on Google+, Twitter and Facebook, etc. And links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com. So do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with that next episode. And in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.